Oh, yeah, My Little Town. I do it every Wednesday morning, thanks to St. Luke's Monroe Campus. You can visit them online with a great website, great app, too, at sluhn.org. Scott Fabian is the acting executive director of the Monroe County Habitat for Humanity. He's here this morning to talk about what Habitat for Humanity is all about and their plans for this year. Good morning, Scott. Good to see you, buddy.
Good morning, Gary. It's great to be on POCO 103.
Well, thank you very much. We'll have to get you to record some of those, breaks. Hi, I'm Scott Fabian, and you're listening to POCO 103.
I'd be happy to do that.
Scott, you're the acting executive director for Habitat for Humanity. What do you got to do to be the permanent executive director?
Well, we just got to keep things moving forward. We got some lot of exciting things going on. We're opening up our ReStore shortly. We just moved our offices down to East Stroudsburg. It's a great time at Habitat.
Well, what do you have to do to become the executive director?
Well, that's really not up to me, but we're just moving forward with that.
Well, if you're coming on the Gary C. Radio Show, that's a step in the right direction.
Yes, it is. Yep, it's quite an honor to be here.
All right, let's get serious. Habitat for Humanity. It's a national organization, correct?
It's actually international.
It's international.
Habitat for Humanity International. It's a non-denominational organization that helps put people in safe and affordable homes that couldn't normally do that. There's 1,400 affiliates across the United States, and we're one of them. We're strictly in Monroe County, so we work all over Monroe County, helping to make safe and decent homes for people to live in.
Do you build homes, or do you improve homes, or do you do both?
So we do both. Right now, we're mostly doing home preservation, where if someone's home isn't healthy or safe to live in, we'll fix that up. The way we do that is the homeowner does pay for materials, but we buy it all up front, and they pay us back zero interest over 5 years. And then most of the work is provided by volunteers. That really helps cut down on the cost. So that's our home preservation program. And then we also do have a home partnership program, which is what most people think Habitat is here throughout the United States. We will partner with low-income renters to get a home at a 0% mortgage over 30 years. Currently, we're not accepting applications for that because we don't have any homes to partner with, but we just did partner up with a home last fall down in South Stroudsburg, where a family that was paying incredible rent now is paying a mortgage of $800 that includes their taxes and fees that couldn't normally own a home, and we were happy to get them into that.
That is a deal and a half.
And plus some, yes.
How do you get that? You have to meet certain income thresholds, right?
Yeah, there are certain income thresholds. With the home preservation, you need to make sure that your homeowner's insurance and mortgage and school and property taxes are up to date. And then you meet an income level, but you'd be surprised how high these income levels are.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So, for a family of two, it's a maximum annual household income of $44,100. So,
I thought you were going to say 25 grand.
Yeah, no, there's
44.
Yeah. So there's a, we certainly encourage people to call us and, how we can help them. We'd love to have you call our offices or check out our website at habitatmc.com.
Well, there's a shortage of homes for you right now, right? In the Pocono area.
In the Poconos, housing is such a problem. The rents are so high. We have a lot of people coming in buying the short-term rentals, big corporations doing that. And then they're just scooping up all of the homes. So we're doing our best to provide affordable housing for people here in Monroe County.
How many volunteers do you have on the staff?
We do have, we have a lot of volunteers.
That's great.
It's incredible. We have a group of 60 volunteers coming from Weiler Abrasives in April. They're having their world retreat right here in the Poconos, and they've taken half a day out to help us out. So we have so many volunteers from Sanofi and all these different organizations. We're so excited to partner with organizations or individuals. You could just be an individual that you have some extra time and want to help out. You don't need any specific skills to volunteer. We usually have a site supervisor who's a retired contractor. You'll learn skills by volunteering with us. So it's a great way to, help out the community, and two, learn new skills that you may not have.
So, and these are folks who are going to roll up their sleeves, they're going to climb a ladder, they're going to wield a hammer, a saw, put a roof on a house, right? That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. We actually subcontract out for the roofs. We don't put people up on roofs. Right. We wouldn't want you falling off there, Gary, but...
I didn't know how involved you get with that.
But we put in ramps for people that are now in wheelchairs and repair decks and things like that.
I just think this is such a terrific organization. It's the organization that President Jimmy Carter was involved with, correct, back down in Georgia?
Yes, he's been such a great spokesman. Many people confuse him as being the one that started it, but he's just been a fantastic spokesman for it, him and his wife. They really help make Habitat an incredible organization.
All right. Let's talk about your new location, your ReStore. What's going on with that, Scott?
All right. So we moved our offices from Toby Hanna last week. We're at 2610 Milford Road in East Stroudsburg, which, if many of you know where the old Weiss's is, right there on the intersection of 209 and 402. That's where our offices are now. Please stop by, see our new office. But we're opening up a ReStore, which is the Habitat brand of stores. We're going to kind of be like a Home Depot or Lowe's, selling building materials, brand new furniture, donated furniture, and all of that profit will then go to help provide homes for people here in Monroe County. It's going to be huge.
Now, is that going to be at the same location?
It'll be at the same location, 2610 Milford Road. We're hopefully opening, we're looking at opening in May. We should be done with all the construction the end of April. That's the plan. And we'll be rocking it. We have 12,500 square feet of space, selling everything from brand new lawn chairs to tables and couches and whatever you need. Come to us and you can save a buck and help a person too.
That's just that's a great setup. That's a great idea. Do you have to make an appointment to go to this store? Will you be able just to walk in? Because I think now you have to make an appointment.
So yeah, right now we've stopped up at the Mountain Center. We actually did stop sales because everything is in about six tractor trailers. We're ready to move in. As soon as that building's ready, we're going to be moving stuff in. But this will have regular hours at least Wednesday through Saturday.
Okay.
And we will, so there'll be regular hours. You can just walk in as a regular store and purchase to your heart's content.
We're talking about garden furniture. Are we talking about appliances too for inside the house?
Yes, exactly. Appliances. Lowe's just gave us another $31,000 worth of brand new outdoor furniture, some water heaters, brand new in the box at a discounted price.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we're very excited.
When the public goes down to the ReStore, they're able to save a couple of bucks and help you guys out at the
exactly.
same time.
Exactly, yep.
How long have you been involved with these folks?
I've been with Habitat about 5 years now. So it's a great organization. It's called having habititis is what I have.
<That's a new> one.
And it's a rare disease, but it's great to have. And it's just a great organization to work with. And we have new staff coming on. We have a new volunteer coordinator. We have a new receptionist starting today, later today. We have a digital person to take care of all the computer stuff and a construction manager. So we've been adding staff. It's really an exciting time.
Talking to Scott Fabian this morning. He's the acting executive director of the great organization here, Habitat for Humanity. He's with the Monroe County Habitat for Humanity, my little town, brought to you by St. Luke's. What else do you do during the day, Scott?
Oh, well, my full-time job is Habitat. So that's what I do, 9 to 5 every day. And it's something I love to do. And of course, tonight we're going to be decorating our float for the St. Paddy's Day Parade. We're thrilled to have it's the first year we'll ever have a float that I know of in the St. Paddy's Day Parade. So,
great. So we'll see you over there. We got to set up at the high school.
Yeah. Yeah. Look. So look for our flatbed. We'll be floating down Main Street.
The parade will kick off at 1:15 p.m. from Stroudsburg High. It'll go down Main Street, goes over the bridge, and we end on Crystal Street in East Stroudsburg. The Grand Marshal is Mario Scavello, and he'll be here tomorrow at 8:30 with Brian Gallagher. I haven't seen Mario in a while, so... We'll see if he's collecting votes for Joe Biden, but I doubt it.
I doubt it as well, but Mario's a great guy. I've known him for years.
All right. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back. I want to find out all about your She Nailed It event, all right?
Excellent, thank you.
All right, Scott Fabian here. My Little Town on POCO 103.
Sure, it's not available in all states.
Gary C., POCO 103, My Little Town, brought to you by St. Luke's University Health Network. My guest this morning, Scott Fabian, the acting executive director of Habitat for Humanity. Scott, let's talk about your She Nailed It event, because this is a very fun event, a very cool event. What's it all about?
Yes, it is. So it's one of our two main fundraisers for the year, this and our golf tournament. So it's an all-female nailing competition where teams of four women see how many nails they can put in a board or a stud for 2 minutes. And it's a great fun day to raise money for Habitat and have fun. We're really looking forward to it. It's May 19th, so we are looking for teams of women. We had one from the radio station here.
That's right. And I think we're going to have another team. We're getting it together.
They did fantastic last year.
That's right.
So we're looking for teams. We're looking for sponsors. There's different ways to sponsor. You can go to our website, habitatmc.com, to be one of our sponsors there at the event. We're lucky again to have Robin Schneider as our MC. She's just fantastic, and we're excited to see what kind of colorful dress she'll be wearing this year. She's just great. But it's a great way to have fun and raise money down at Shawnee. We are having a tricky tray as well, which we're looking to have online and at the event. So people love their tricky trays, and we'll have we have some overnight stays at various hotels. We're and any business that's willing to donate to us, please let us know if you have a gift certificate or a gift card that we can put in our tricky tray for that event. It really is a fun day down at Shawnee, and we're so thrilled to have Shawnee Hotel and Resort as a community sponsor. Rob Howell down there does a fantastic job, and they are just so generous to us to let us have our event there, and out on the gorgeous lawn right in front of the Delaware River and by their pavilion. So
that's cool.
Come down May 19th.
Do you remember who won last year, the team?
I do not remember off the top of my head.
Oh, boy.
Mm. But they were winners.
How does it work? Once you get a team together, you then get sponsors for your own team, right? You raise money, and how much do you need to raise to get into the competition?
Yeah, so you can have your business sponsor a team before for $1,000, or you can each individual person can raise $160, and that doesn't have to come out of your own pocket. You know, we have a whole packet of information on how you can raise that from friends and families and businesses. That it doesn't have to come out of your own pocket. So don't worry about the money so much as getting involved in the event and having some fun putting in some nails.
Is there an age limit for this?
There is no age limit, no.
Nailers don't have to be 18?
They do not have to be 18.
I might want to correct the
the
literature.
Thanks for pointing that out there, Gary.
Well, I do my homework, you know. What else do you this is a great event. Give me the date again. May 19th.
May 19th, down at Shawnee. And it'll be a great day. Hopefully, we have good weather for that.
What else? Are you doing anything else? You got anything else planned for the summer?
So we have, we have the golf tournament coming up. That's usually in the fall.
Oh, that's right.
Up at Great Wolf. Not Great Wolf. Great Bear. Great Bear. One of those animals. So and of course the Restore is going to be a big fundraiser for us as well. So please, when we have that grand opening, come on out. We're going to have a great time with that.
All right. Now, have you heard rumors about a winery opening up in Delaware Water Gap?
I have heard a rumor of a winery opening up in Delaware Water Gap, Cardinal Hollow Winery,
nice name.
Which is out of Lansdale. This will be a satellite version of it. But they have jalapeno wine. They have whiskey mead. They have a really interesting selection of great wines that'll be available down in the Gap. So
where's that going to be? You got the address?
That'll be at the Castle
Island, which is 20 Delaware Delaware Avenue and Delaware Water Gap. So that's certainly worth checking out. There's so many great businesses down there.
Certainly, so many cool things going on down
there. Yeah. You got the Apple Pie Place that's been a sponsor here on this week, giving out gift certificates, the Village Farmer. So the Coopers do a fantastic job down there. The Gap is really a cool place to hang out.
What do you know about that road closing on 611? You know something about it I don't know?
Unfortunately not. Yeah. No, it's just a mess that it's closed, and it doesn't look like it's opening anytime soon. So certainly those people, those businesses down in the Gap need your support.
Oh, yeah.
So head down there. And Portland. You know, Portland is probably hit more than the Gap.
Well, Congressman Cartwright's involved now, and we'll see if we can get this thing open. Maybe, hopefully by this spring.
Yeah, at least one. If they get one lane open, that would be a
It's a boondoggle. I think they're going to need signs that say, drive at your own risk both ways. Because the rocks are going to come down, right? How do you stop that? I guess they could put nets up.
But they've always been coming down, you know, so.
Yeah. Scott, why do you do this? Why do you get involved with Habitat for Humanity? What's at the heart of all of it?
Oh, it's just helping people. You know, it's a privilege to be able to help people that are in need, that you partner with them. We're it's really a hand up, not a hand out. It's not to come in and rescue someone. It's about partnering with people that might just need a hand up. And then we all work together. We work a great quote that I've heard from Dr. Francis Gangeli, who was over at the hospital for many years. Life is a team sport. And that's how I try to think of every day headed into work, is life is a team sport. And we all need to work together.
I like that.
A rising tide raises all ships.
That's right. I like this one, too. Luck is the residue of design.
Oh, there we go.
You make your own luck, Mr. Fabian. I think it was, who's the guy? He was the general manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers. He was also the owner. Branch Rickey.
Branch. Okay.
That's who said that.
Oh, nice.
What are you doing today, Scott? What's on your plan?
I'm headed over to the office, and we're still moving, checking on the construction in our restore. Because we need to get moving in there, get the racks up, and start loading in our 5 tractor trailers of merchandise, so we can help other people build homes and keep their homes safe and decent to live in.
When do you think this restore is going to be open?
We're pretty sure. It's been pushed off for a couple of months, so I know everyone's anxious about that. So we're hoping that it should be the first weeks of May. Because the building will be done by the end of April.
Is the store closed that was over at the Mountain Center for now?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yep. So we're not doing sales right now. Everything's packed in the truck, ready to go.
Well, let's say somebody wants to find out more about what you do here. Where are you on the internet?
Okay. So on the internet, we are at habitatmc.com, which is Monroe County, habitatmc.com. Or you can call our offices at 570-216-4390.
All right. Scott, great to talk to you this morning.
Always good to be here, Gary.
This She Nailed It event is a great, great thing to get involved with. The restore is amazing. Boy, if you need some improvements to the house, if you need a new appliance with some outdoor furniture, you want to head over here first, right?
Yes, you do. Yes, of course you do. And stop on over 2610 Milford Road in East Stroudsburg.
All right. Good to see you, buddy.
Great to have you be here.
All right.
Thanks, Gary.
Scott Fabian, the acting executive director of Habitat for Humanity, right?
Yep.
Here on POCO 103. Very good.